All right, Bobby, thank you very much. 8:15, Wednesday morning. That means only one thing. It's time for the report from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program, leading us to bring to the microphone one more time Bill Hall. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl, and thank you. Thank you, folks. That's
Hold your applause, please.
Yeah. Way too much. Good morning, Alec, as well. So thanks, Carl, for sending me that article. That was really an interesting article. I drilled it down a little bit, which kind of will overemphasize the value of good information. When we look at affordability, we look what's happening in the real estate market right now. We're seeing some kind of unusual trends that we haven't ever seen, at least in my lifetime that I know of, in the real estate market. It's where affordability has gone pretty much out the window for a lot of people, have come off the table of buying and stayed as renters. We're seeing that increase constantly with the increase in mortgage rates. And now keep in mind that these aren't historical increases in mortgage rates. It's just that we haven't seen those numbers for a very, very, very long time. And people are just not used to them yet. They haven't factored that into their affordability or what they can buy and what they can't buy. So we're seeing a psychological, I guess, adjustment in the general public out there when they look at the housing market and they look at, well, my mortgage payment is going to be double what I thought it was going to be 2 years ago. And they're right, because the mortgage interest rate has doubled. But you know what's really interesting is why we haven't seen, and this is what the kind of the phenomenon of the whole deal is, we haven't seen a lot of properties come on the market to open up a lot of listings, even though our listings are up from a year ago. Our sales have still maintained to hold the sales approach to them and still not made a lot of availability on listings, and we still have a very short supply of listings. And the real reason I think behind that is, and what people haven't really talked about yet, is that, and this is what that article brought out to me, Carl, that you sent me, thank you, was that over half the people out there who have mortgages in our country, over half the people have mortgages below 3.5%.
Yeah, that's amazing. I was astounded by that figure, too. I had no idea.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that if you drill it down to just two-thirds of the people out there, two-thirds of the mortgages, the moral majority of the mortgages have 4% or below interest rates.
So I do think that is a very interesting thing.
It is very interesting.
See but what I, you did there.
Yeah, I love that. But I think that's what we're seeing. This is being a first time in a lifetime for me, is we're seeing affordability out the window, but yet people haven't stopped buying houses entirely because everything that comes on the market's getting sold if it's priced correctly. So it's really challenging for a time. And, when you think you've seen everything, you haven't seen everything yet. And I think that's really a really, really good part to bring up. And I mean, seasonally adjusted sales, or people talk about that, like, what are we doing seasonally adjusted? Well, in 2023, we're forecasted to see about 4 million seasonally adjusted sales. That's what we're going through now. In 2022, it was 5 million. In 2021, it was 6 million.
Wow.
And in 2020, it was 5.4 million. So we've seen seasonally adjusted rates drop down, even though we haven't gotten to, quote, our top peak of the season, which usually falls in May. We'll see May closings, April sales, April pendings. May closings usually are peak. They start to slow down slightly in June and July, and then go into more of a hibernation mode for the colder months when people are looking to relocate for their kids being in school, et cetera.
So how does this go ahead?
Fine. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, how is this? I would sense that inventory is probably a factor in this. And are folks really off the fence yet and putting their homes onto the market right now?
Well, yes and no. So we're seeing substantially more homes coming on the market as of February. We look back at February, we're looking back from February 2023 to February 2022, I would say that we had a substantially more, in fact, the statistics show a 70% more listings come on the market than from a year ago in February, but yet the seasonally adjusted sales are way down. So we just had a slight spike in February. We may have a slight spike in when the March numbers come in today. I'd like to see what March pendings look like if that number comes out today. I think that we had a two-month phenomenon, actually, and I think we're going to roll back into more of a hibernation mode when it comes to the home sales because of affordability. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think about that, Alec?
I just think about the amount of money that is being spent on houses, and I'm wanting them to come down physically. I think there and go, I think once I finally get to a point in my life where I feel like I can actually afford to, you know, make that second house purchase,
sure.
It's just ripped away from me with all these, you know. Yeah, I mean, we spent thousands of dollars on my house that I paid way too much for, and I'm physically upset about it,
right.
You know, but, and I want to do something where I can invest in something or whatever for my kid, or,
sure.
And it's just like, I look at something and this is what I can afford, and I can't find anything under $300,000, $400,000, and I'm like, I'm not gonna buy something that was more than my house.
Right, of course. And you know, people have to justify what they're buying. In terms of when it comes to housing, different times in different parts of their life. But I understand the frustration that a lot of people, I hear it in your voice, and I understand that a lot of people have that same frustration where they don't understand why can't they buy a house. They've worked all their adult life so far to get to this point where they think they can afford one, and then yet they can't find one within their affordability range, and that's very frustrating, and I totally understand that.
Yeah, I think it was ruined for a lot of people when we went down to the 3.whatever%, because it really spoiled us, and we're like, because I paid double for right. what I had in North Carolina
right.
for my house here, but we're paying the same amount monthly.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And
yes.
Now to go back and step back, I'm not going to do that.
All in all, Alec,
unless I have a great realtor,
right? Right. All in all, of course you do. He knows that I'm here to help. But anyway, all in all, the worst thing that could have happened for us is to maintain such a low interest rate where they were basically lending money on extremely large purchases for extremely large periods of time for basically nothing. But of course that backfired because the people's investments weren't being, you know, taken care of very well.
Right.
And the rate of certificates of deposit, which is one thing that we like to see, that people have access to their money, and certificates of deposit guarantee the X amount per year or per month or whatever, however it's
right.
calculated. And that, I think that's a big part there. But, as far as what's happening right now, something's gonna have to give in this market. And it's either gonna have to be the interest or the cost of the home. But one of the things we're gonna have to find a pressure release valve on, because a lot of people are out of the house buying mode because of affordability and because the home prices have not come down. And even in our area, we're not seeing anything more than a 2 or 3% fluctuation in prices. And that's not very much. So, I think one of those things are going to have to happen. Either interest rates come down or home prices are going to have to come down. But one of them is going to have to come down before we return to any normal level of condition of the house market, marketing condition.
Yeah, you got to be the first person to want to be able to take the hit.
Yeah.
And go, you
yeah.
know what? I've got it for $300,000. I know it's only worth $150,000, $175,000. So let me go ahead and get rid of this thing at a decent price.
Okay, but you know, but that hasn't happened yet. And
right.
I'll give you an example. I went out and showed a property the other day to some people that are moving here or want to move here. And it was a 2-bedroom house, in Elizabethton, 2 bedrooms house, 2 bath, 2 half baths, 1800 square feet. And it went for over $450,000, which I was shocked.
Wow.
I was absolutely shocked. And it wasn't that the house was not nice. The house is great. It's just that the value was so up there. And, you know, my people, we made an offer on it, and of course they didn't get it, because a higher and better offer came in than theirs, and it was probably cash to begin with.
Right.
So it makes it really challenging out there. Like, when are you going to see any relief from this? But you know, I think that what's going to happen is people are going to get more realistic as time goes on, and we have a lot fewer buyers out there, and we're seeing that with affordability is helping, you know, condition those folks. But what's going to have to happen is either the price of interest, and I think interest by this time next year will sit there and settle at about a 5 to 5.5%, and that's a doable percent,
yeah,
and I think that's fair for everybody. And I think that's what will happen in the next year. We're going to see more of a inline conditioning on the home the price of the money, you know, the mm-hmm. home mortgage
right.
rates. But you know, some of the questions like people should ask, like, is it a good time to sell my house? Yes, the time to sell your house is the minute you decide to. Yeah. And then the other questions to ask, like when you ask a realtor, like what should I ask a realtor before I, you know, when I meet them? Well, I mean, how many houses in my neighborhood are for sale? How many houses have sold in my neighborhood? How many houses in my town look like mine, or like a three-bedroom, two-bath on a flat lot that's a half an acre? You know, how many similarities are houses in my area selling for in the last, say, they have sold for in the last, say, 3 to 6 months.
And that's, and those, where you could come in and help.
That's very important to know that. I mean, no matter what side of the fence you're on, whether you're on a buying side or selling side, you need to know the numbers. You've got to know your numbers are very, very important. And that's where I think.
Speaking of numbers, let's go ahead and give the number for folks to get in touch with you.
Oh, sure. My office number is 530-7077, and my cell number, direct number, is 423-946-7575, and that's usually the best number to get a hold of me. And welcome to talk to anybody, answer any questions you have. But if I had the thought about putting a house on the market, I would not hesitate to put it on right this moment.
That's Bill Hall,
right? Go ahead.
Real estate guy. That's him. We'll talk to you next week,
Bill. I can't hardly wait, Carl.